All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Rosner left off yesterday. For those who had the good fortune of attending his incredibly clear and comprehensive shir yesterday in person, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, at the two dots, three lines up from the wide lines. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship and support of the shir. So today we're going to continue really the discussion that we started yesterday already for the past few days, and we'll sort of break it down as follows. The Mishnayos and the Gemara has been discussing a Mishnah, which we're really going to see in a couple of days, which I've been talking about various categories of marriage, and if there were two women who fall for Yibum, what one does with those women, in other words, whether one could do a Yibum or a Chalitza, whether doing a Yibum or a Chalitza with one of them is going to potter the other one of them, is very much going to depend on what type of marriage we're talking about. We've seen cases of marriages which are Drabanan. For example, if you have a Ktana who was married off by her mother or her brother, and only the father is able to give over the Ktana in a Kedusha Daraisa. However, if the Ktana is given away for marriage, is given for marriage by the mother or the brother, that's going to be a Kedusha Midrabanan. We spoke about a Chareshes, a deaf mute, which is also only a Kedushin Midrabanan. And then we spoke about cases of Kedushin Midaraisa. So the general rule of thumb that we were seeing yesterday is that if you have two women who fall for Yibum and they are of the same type of marriage, then if you do Yibum with one of them, you potter the other one from requiring either Yibum or Chalitza. We saw a similar case where if these two women happen to be sisters, that they possibly each other, that once you do Yibum with one of them, the other doesn't require anything because she's achos kukaso. So that holds true only if the two women are falling to you from the same koach. If they're both coming to you from a marriage which is midaraisa, or if they're both coming to you from a marriage which is derabanan. But the general principle that we've already been seeing yesterday and for the past few days is that if the women are coming to you from different kochos, one of them is a Kedusha Midaraisa, or there's a Zika Midaraisa, the other is a Kedusha Midrabanan, so if you do a Yibum with the one that's falling to you from a Daraisa level, then it potters the Darabanan one from acquiring anything. However, whatever you do with the Darabanan woman, whatever you do with the woman who falls to you with a relationship that's only Midrabanan, doesn't potter you from doing what you need to do with the woman who falls to you from a Daraisa relationship. So again, what we had seen was that among the different categories in the Mishnah were Katana and Chareshes. And we had said that both Katana and Chareshes were examples of women where their Kedushin, where their marriage is only Midrabanan, and therefore one would think that they might be on the same level, but the Mishnah taught us that they are very much not on the same level. That even though they both have only Kedushin Midrabanan, the Mishnah told us that Katana and Chareshes, if you do Yibum with one of them, it doesn't potter the Tzara from also requiring Yibum. So what we're going to spend a lot of the daf, it's pretty much all of the rest of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, all of Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, until the Mishnah at the bottom, is we're going to be talking about what exactly the potential difference is between a Katana and a Chareshes. Which marriage does one prefer? Why are they different? In other words, how did Chazal formulate the connection, the relationship that one is able to establish with a Katana and a Chareshes? Why are they different? And how the fact that they're different drive what the Mishnah tells us you need to do if a Ktana and a Charesha is full for you in Yibam. And again, that's going to pretty much take up all the way, that's going to take up the discussion all the way to Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is going to talk about somebody who is married to, two Yesomos Katanos, and he dies, and then the Yavam does Yibam with one of them, and then tries to do Yibam with the other, or if another brother tries to do Yibam with the other one, you're only supposed to do Yibam with one of the women who fall to you for Yibam, obviously. What happens to those various women? And then there's another Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is again going to talk about, we're gonna now start the discussion of a Yavam who's a Katan. katan with a yavama who's a katana? What if the yavama is a katan and the yavama is a gedola? What if what if there is a situation of yibum, and within a certain amount of time after the yibum was ostensibly done, the woman tries claiming that she requires a chalitza, because even though the yibum allegedly took place 30 days ago, they never had bia. So if they never had bia, then obviously there was never really a yibum. So the question is, how is this woman now released from the situation? So that's the last Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Hopefully we'll get there. We'll see. I know Rabbi Rosner said not to say it, but whatever. I find this pretty difficult. Hopefully I'll be able to explain it somewhat clearly, elucidate it, and hopefully we'll be able to get through the material quickly enough to keep current. So anyway, we left off Kuf Yud Amud Beis, three lines up from the wide line. So again, the Mishnah told us, Ketana v'chareshes, if you do Yibam with one of them, it doesn't patr the tzara, even though we had said the general rule is that if both women fall to you from the same koach, if both of the women are either a Kedushin midaraisa or a Kedushin drabanan, doing an act of Yibam with one of them is going to absolve the tzara from Yibam. By Ketana v'chareshes, that's not the case. Even though they're both Kedushin midrabanan, whatever you do with one is not going to patr the tzara from also requiring Yibam or Chalitza. Says the Gemara now as follows. Amar Rav Nachman, Ashkechei l'Rav Ada Barahava l'Rav Chana Chasnei. So they found Rav Ada Barahava and his son-in-law Rav Chana, the Yasve v'kamakavi akvasa, that they were sitting and the students were gathering around them. That's one of the Gersos in Rashi. B'shukah the Pumbadisa and the Shukah Pumbadisa. One Ger says that the students were gathering around them because the Rabbeim were there. They were basically giving shir. So the students were gathering around them. The other Gersa that Rashi brings down is that they were in the shuk, and what did Talmidei Chachamim do when they were in the shuk? They talk in learning. So they were peppering each other with questions back and forth. They were asking each other questions back and forth. V'yamri, and they said, Hoditnan ketana v'chareshes ein bias achas me'am poteres sarasa, that when we say in the Mishnah, like we said, that a ketana v'chareshes, that if you do bia, if you do yibam with one of them, it doesn't pater the tzara, hani mili denafle me'achiv pikeach. That's only if they fall for Yibum from a brother who was a Pikeach, who was a healthy person, Zulayadinan, and therefore we're Mesupuk which marriage he prefers. Zulayadinan Ibaktana Nichalei, Ibachareshas Nichalei. We don't know whether he prefers the marriage with the Ktana, whether he considers that his primary marriage, or if he considers his marriage with the Chareshas his primary marriage. What are the two tzadim? So the Gemara explains as follows. Ibaktana Nichalei, Dasya Lechaldeya. Maybe he prefers the marriage with the Ktana because even now, though now it's only Midrabanan, eventually the Ktana is going to grow up, she's going to become a Gdola, and then they're going to have an actual marriage that's Midaraisa, and he's going to have the marriage with somebody who's compatible with him because he's a healthy person. This Ktana is going to grow up to be a healthy adult, so it's going to be great. Or, says the Gemara, Iba Chareshes Nicha, however, he might prefer the Chareshes to Gdola Hi Ubas Biyahi, because after all, she is a Gdola. He is capable of having a halachically recognized Bia with her, and maybe, therefore, he prefers the marriage with the Chareshes. Says the Gemara, when we're Mesupuk, that's only if the brother who was married to these two women was a Pikeach. Aval Nafla Me'achiv Cheresh, however, if they fall for Yibam, from the marriage of a brother who was a Cheresh, says the Gemara, Vada Becharesh's Nichalei, he certainly prefers the marriage with a Chareshes. That is considered to be his primary marriage. The Basbia hi Ubas Minehi, because A, she's a Basbia, in other words, that the Bia with her is halachically recognized because she's an adult. Also, she is similar to him. They're both, he's a Cheresh, she's a Chareshes. They're both deaf mute. In other words, they're both not healthy. They're both not healthy people. However, they're on the same level, so they're on the same wavelength. And therefore, if the two women fall for Yibam from a marriage with a Cheresh, we can assume that the Cheresh's primary marriage, his preferred marriage, was with the Chareshes. And therefore, if he performs Bia on the Chareshes, he paters the Tzara from requiring Bia. Because the whole time we don't know which one is his primary marriage, that's only when he's a Pikeach. If he's a Cheresh, we know which one is his primary marriage. So says the Gemara, Ketzad Takanasan. So what exactly is going to be the Takana over here. And what does it mean? Take Keitza Takanosam. So now we're back. If everybody could just please mute on the Zoom. Thank you. So now we're back in the first case where the Katana and the Chareshes fall from a marriage with a Pikeach. So we said that Ein Bia Shel Achas Mehem Patera Sarasa, that if you do Yibam with one of them, the Tzara is not released. So the question is, how do you resolve this situation now? Keitza Takanosam, Rashi explains, the Katana v'Chareshes, whole of Ein Achas Patera Sarasa, that Bia with one of them is not, Yibam with one of them is not going to Patera the Tzara. V'Chareshes, La Bar Chalitza, Yidenefek Tavaya v'Chalitza. You can't say do Chalitza with both of them, because the Chareshes is not a Bar Chalitza. We had seen yesterday, and in the couple of prior days previously, that the reason that a Chareshes is not a Bas Chalitza is because you have to have a Kriyas Psukim, and even though the Kriyas Psukim is not Ma'akib, like Rabbi Razin said yesterday, the Gemara had brought down that Kol Sheroi Labila Ein Bila Makevesbo, Kol Sheinaroi Labila Bila Makevesbo, you have to be in a position where you could at least say the Psukim, but a Chareshes can't say the Psukim. And Rashi says, so therefore you can't do Chalitza with both of them. Bimi Yabim Lav Chalitz L'Ktana, if you're going to do Yibim on the Chareshes, and then you're going to do Chalitza on the Ktana, but then Kishatagdil Mifsil Kamaisa Aleh. When the Ktana grows up, she is going to pasul the Chareshes you're ready to be with. Why? The Kamle below Yibane. To be the Chareshes lo dach yezika denema enach rea klum. Because the general idea that once you do bia with one of the women, then it paters everybody else. That's only when the yibam that you're doing with a woman can create a maximally effective yibam. What's a maximally effective yibam? That's a yibam which is midaraisa. However, the problem is, if you were to do yibam with the chareshes, at maximum you're getting only midarabanan. The other woman who was falling to you was a ktana. Right now, that's the Rabbanah. But what happens when the Ktana gets older? Then the Zika is going to flip into a Daraisa Zika. So I can have a Daraisa Zika. Already did Yibum with a Drabanan person. Now you're stuck. So she's going to asser the Drabanan wife on you. So says the Gemara again, Keitza Takanasam, what do you do with the Ktana and the Chareshes who fall for Yibum? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Kones HaChareshes, that you should do Yibam with HaChareshes, Umatziya Beget, and then you should divorce her. In other words, make her your wife and then divorce her. The Ktana, Tamtena Shetidil V'Tachlot, and the Ktana, you have to wait until she grows up, and then you have to do Chalitza. Now, why can't you do Yibam? You can't do Yibam because on the Rabbana level, you already did Yibam with the first woman, and it's Kivan Shabana, Shumlo Yibane. So in other words, you're not allowed to do multiple Yibams, and he already had one that was at least valid Midrabanan. So the Mefarshim explained that when we say that you have to do Yibam, or you should do Yibam with Chareshes, and then divorce her, and then do Chalitza with the Ktana, you don't have to divorce the Chareshes until the Ktana becomes a Gdola. In other words, the only reason why you have to divorce the Chareshes is because you have to make sure that you're leaving room for the Zika Daraisa to take effect. But you don't have to leave that room for the Zika Daraisa to take effect until she becomes a Gdola, obviously. Okay, but the Gemara is not being specific exactly when it is that you have to divorce the Chareshes. Okay, so that was the Mahalik that was the Eitza that the Gemara gave us. So you do Yibam with the Chareshes, then you divorce her, you wait until the Ktana gets old enough, and when she becomes a Gdola, then you do Chalitza. Great, that's how you absolve both these women. Now both these women are free to marry anybody else who they want. So now the Gemara is going to be Medayik in the nature of the Kedushin, the differing nature of the Kedushin based on the Eitza that the Gemara gave us. So I'm Rav Chista, I'm a Rav. So Shmamina, so two lines up from the bottom. Shmamina, Kasava Rav, Chareshes Knuya Umushuyeres. So from this Eitza, it's Mashma that Rav held that a Chareshes is Knuya Umushuyeres, meaning that this Kinyan, and I'm going to say Kinyan, obviously that's the way the Gemara refers to the way that the Kedushin works. I'm not trying to be pejorative, but this Kinyan, in other words, the relationship that the Chareshes can effectuate here can never, we know what it is. In other words, it's somewhere in between nothing and a Daraisa marriage. And that's what the Gemara calls Knuya Umishayeres. That it's not strong enough to affect a Daraisa marriage. It's a Drabana marriage, but we know what it is. In other words, it's impossible to ever reach the level of a Daraisa marriage. It's not that I'm misupuk what it is. I know what it is, and it's only a relationship. It's only a marriage that's midrabanan. However, ktana knuya veina knuya. However, by a ktana, it's knuya de eino, it's knuya de eino knuya. Meaning, by a ktana, I have a suffek whether it's nothing or whether it's something that's actually a real thing. Whereas by a chareshes, I know what it is. It's somewhere in limbo. By a ktana, it's really more a state of suffek. So says the Gemara, how do I know this? As follows. Because if you wanted to say the opposite, that by a chareshes, I'm not sure whether it's a real kinyan midaraisa or it's nothing, and ktanya knuya mishiyares, and by ktana, I know what it is, and it will never reach the status of a kinyan midaraisa, then chareshes, am I kones umetziya beget. So in that case, why would we advise you that you should do even with a chareshes, and then you should divorce the chareshes with a get? Flipping over to Kufiyot Aleph Amud Aleph, Tesef Gabei Mimanavshach. Because if the chareshes were knuya veina knuya, then you should allow the marriage to remain regardless. Why? I knuya hi, a knuya hi. Because if she's knuya, then she's knuya. In other words, if this is daraisa, then great. Then you've done yibum. You fulfilled yibum on a daraisa level. V'lav knuya hi. And if it's not, if she's not knuya, if there's nothing, then a nachris ba'almahi. Then she's a nachris ba'alma, meaning that there was no marriage at all to the brother who she fell for yibum to you from, and therefore she wouldn't passel. And therefore the chalitza of the katana wouldn't passel her at all. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows: that this whole concept of a tsara and of the chalitza of one of them. Of the chalitza of one of them passeling whatever you're doing with the other, that only holds true if they were actually really halachically married to the same person. But if they were never really halachically married to the same person, then again, under biblical law, a man is allowed to have multiple wives. So the fact that you did chalitza with the Yavama, or that you did yibum with the Yavama, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't dictate what you could do with this woman if she was never really married to you. So says the Gemara, the way that I know that a chareshes is knuya mishiyeres, that there's that we know what it is. We're not mesupuk, but it's a kinyan that's held in limbo, is because if it was knuya veina knuya, if we were mesupuk, so when we say let her get married, you wouldn't have to divorce her. Because either it's a fulfillment of yibum midaraisa, or it was nothing, and you could just stay married to her, even after you do chalitza with the ktana. And says the Gemara now, three lines down from the top, v'chi tema ktana amai tamtena shetigdol v'taklots setesev gabei. So says the Gemara, well, in that case, why do we say that the ktana, you have to wait until she gets older and then do chalitza? Let the ktana remain with him as well. Iknuya haknuya hi. Ilav knuya nukhwisa bialmahi. So the Gemara basically says, in that case, why do you have to do chalitza? In other words, if the chareshes was knuya, then great. And if the chareshes was not knuya, then she's a nachris ba'alma. Then there was no marriage. So what's the problem? There was no marriage with the first husband. So says the Gemara, well, im kein chareshes b'ma tepuk. Well, the problem is, then, how is the chareshes going to be released? What does this mean? So you have to look in Rashi. So Rashi over here says, chareshes b'ma tepuk, halav bas chalitza. You can't do chalitza with a chareshes. V'rav takantu lo tavayuk tani. And Rav is trying to figure out a way to release both of these women so that they could get married to men from at large, that they could get married to men from the shuk. V'kashi mas disna diktani bala ktana v'chazor bala chareshes. If you're going to ask me for a mission that we're going to see, that if a person first has bia with a ktana, and then has bia with the chareshes, pasal as a ktana, that the bia with the chareshes then pasals the ktana retroactively, am I pasla, hol v'nasa bereisha, so why does it pasal the ktana, I he got married to the ktana first, tepa chareshes beget, v'ktana tesev gabei mimanafshach. Let him divorce the chareshes with a get, and the ktana is going to remain with him a manafshach. Kedam rinan vika takanti letavayu. Taretz mazisa mishum gzeira dilmi osi lemelvel chareshes bereisha v'chinami metaretz labebraisa lekamon. In other words, what we're trying to figure out here, says Rashi, is a way that we can allow both of these women to get married to people at large, to men at large, without keeping them in a state of limbo. Okay? So the way you have to do it is, you can't do Yibam with both, you can't do Chalitza with both. So you're going to have to Yibam with one of them, you're going to have to do Chalitza with the other one. We already know that I can't do Chalitza with the Chareshes because she's not a Bar Chalitza. Therefore, what I'm going to have to do, and I don't, and we're all mixed up, we don't know whether there's Kedushin D'Oraisa, Safek Kedushin D'Rabbana, we don't know what it is. So therefore, what you could do is, you can marry the Chareshes, then divorce her, you wait until the Ketana gets of age, and then you do Chalitza with the Ketana. Okay, and then the fundamental principle that we're going to be working with here until the Mishnah is going to be this notion that even though both the Chareshes and the Ketana are Kedusha Midrabanan, the Chareshes, we know what it is. We know it's a halachically deficient Kedushin. By the Ketana, we don't know. It's a suffix. Either it could be a Daraisa or it could be a nothing. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Sheshes, Achinami Mistabra. You're right. This is the right way to think about it. Because of what Rav Chista said in the name of Rav. What are we talking about? The Tanya, more confusing cases. You have two brothers who are married now to two sisters who are Yesomos. Ktana v'chareshes. More complicated. One of them is a Ktana, one of them is a Chareshes. Meis bala shel Ktana. If the husband of the Ktana dies, then Chareshes Yotzes Beget, then the Chareshes can be Yotze Beget, V'Ktana Atamtin Achetagdol V'Tachlots. This is what our Mishnah had already told us to do, right? You do Bia with the Chareshes, you divorce her, the Ktana the husband of the Chareshes, is still married to her. So what you have to do is you have to divorce her, and then the Ktana, you wait until she gets older, and then she requires Chalitza. Now you might be wondering, they're sisters, so why don't you just say that she's potter because of Achos Kukaso? Because again, the point is, we don't really know if she's Achos Kukaso. That's what the Gemara is going to be working with here. Now, next case, Meis Bala Shel Chareshes. Let's say the husband of the Chareshes dies. Okay, so now the Chareshes is going to fall to the one who's married to the Ktana for Yibam. So Ktana's Yotze Beget. Then the Ktana is Yotze Beget because it's possible that the Kedushin of the Ktana, the Nisuin of the Ktana, rather, is meaningless. And it's possible, therefore, that the Zika of the Chareshes, who's her sister, asers the Ktana on the Yavam, and the Chareshes asur liolam. However, the Chareshes is asur to him forever. Why? Because it's possible on the one hand that the Nisuin, the Ktana, was meaningless, so therefore the Zika of the Chareshes is valid. It's also possible that the Nisuin of the Ktana was actually valid, and therefore the Ktana is actually his wife. And so you can't do Yibam with the Chareshes, obviously. It's because if the Ktana is your wife, and the Chareshes is the wife's sister, so then it goes out because of Achos Ishto. So you can't do that. You also can't do Chalitza because she's a Chareshes, and a Chareshes, as we said, can't do Chalitza. Therefore, the Chareshes is going to be Isur Liolam. However, in Bala Chareshes, if you violated this principle and you had Bia with the Chareshes, in other words, you weren't supposed to because you were married to the sister who's a Ktana, but if you went ahead and you had Bia with the Chareshes, now what do? Nosin la get v'hutra. Then you give her a get, and she's mutter to the shuk. Why? Because if the Ktana was his wife, then the Chareshes is going to be mutter. The Chareshes is going to be mutter either way, because there was no Zika with the Chareshes because she was Achos Ishto. You had Bia with her. That was Stam Znos. That's not Yibam. There was no Zika because of Achos Ishto. So you Stam were Mezane. And if the Ktana is not his wife, then there was a Zika with the Chareshes. You did the Yibam with the Chareshes. Now you're divorcing the Yavama, and that's fine. You're allowed to divorce your Yavama, and then she is free to go marry whomever she wants. Says the Gemara as follows. I understand it's good. If the Chareshes is Ketuvim Mishayeres, we know what her status is. It's a deficient Nisuin. However, Ktana Knuya Veina Knuya, but a Ktana, we're Mesupuk. We don't know whether it's 100% valid or 100% invalid. Misham Haki, therefore, the Chibala Chareshes, no sin la get, Bahutra. when he has bia with a chareshes, he has to give her a get, and then she becomes mutter. To amrit memanafshach, because we say memanafshach. I ktana knuya yi, if the ktana is knuya to him, then, in other words, if the marriage to the ktana is a valid marriage, is 100% valid, hanafka misham achoz isha, then there's no zika because of achoz isha. Ilav knuya, and if the marriage to the ktana was not a valid marriage, then shaper miyabim, then he's right for doing yibam on the chareshes. But if you want to say the opposite, that it's the chareshes where we're mesupuk, we don't know whether it's a nothing or whether it's a valid nisuin. And ktana knuya mishayeres, and the ktana is the one that's held in limbo, we know what it is, and it's a deficient nisuin. It says the Gemara, kibala chareshes, amai nosin laget vutrala. Vutra, when he has bia with chareshes, why do we say that he just gives her a get and then she becomes mutter to marry whoever she wants? Havile bia psula. The bia with the chareshes is called a bia psula. Why? Because there already is a miktsas nisuin with her sister who is the ktana. And the halach is, the Gemara is making the assumption that we're following the Mandi Amar, that a bia psula is not mafkas azika. Bia psula is not going to be mafkia azika. So says the Gemara, I know that the ktana has to be the one where we're mesupuk, and the chareshes has to be the one with a deficient kinyan, because if the ktana is the one with a deficient kinyan, then her zika is valid at least on some level, and if you're going to have yibum with the chareshes, it's not a valid yibum. And our Mishnah was assuming that the yibum with the chareshes would be a valid yibum, so you could just divorce her with a get, and then everybody's happy. Says the Gemara, third line into the wide lines, obi apsula la patra, and a bi apsula is not going to pater, is not going to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. So hamani Rav Nechemya, this is Rav Nechemya, this is the shita Rav Nechemya, damar bi apsula poteres mechalitza. Says the Gemara, no, maybe we're dealing with the shita Rav Nechemya, who says that bi apsula does pater from chalitza. So it could be that according to Rav Nechemya, we don't know the status of the chareshes. We do know the status of the ktana. It's a deficient kinyan, and even though the bia with the chareshes is going to be a bia psula because there is already the quasi zika of the ktana, why is that considered to be a valid act? It's considered to be a valid act because we hold, like Rav Nechemya, who says that bia psula poteres mechalitza, that once you have a bia psula, you pater from chalitza. It says the Gemara, I Rav Nechemya im a seifa, but you can't say it's Rav Nechemya because now you have to look at the seifa. There's a person who was married to two yesomos. Ktana v'chareshes. One was a ktana, one was a chareshes. Umeis, and then he dies. So ba yavam ala ktana, if the yavam first has bia with the ktana, the chazor ba ala chareshes, and then he has yibam with the chareshes, o sheba achiv ala chareshes, or if there's another surviving brother who then has yibam with the chareshes after the ktana, nesru shtein alav. They are both going to be usher. Why? And Rashi points out over here, Rashi is like four or five lines down in the wide lines. Even though there's no reason the ktana should be pasul, misham bia da chareshes mimanafshach, I ktana knuya leka midi basar biyasa. If the ktana is knuya, then you did yibum with her, then you can't do yibum with the co-wife. V'lav knuyayi, and if there was no kinyan, if she was never married to the brother, then achriz balmi, then she's stab a woman from the shuk, and therefore what you do with her doesn't impact the co-wife. Afilu achi asura, even though nevertheless she's going to be asur. K'dem farsh lekamam miksum gzera dilma asi lemevad ifcha ubal chareshes pareisha biyuktana pasulala the shema knuyi kula v'asi lememar nami tesav chareshes gabe. So Rashi explains the reason that if he first has bia with the ktana, then he has bia with the chareshes, the reason that they're both going to be asur is not because of that case. It's because of what happens in the flip side. What happens if you first have bia with the chareshes and then you have bia with the ktana? So the problem is you can't stay with the chareshes, because maybe the ktana was actually a full-fledged wife, and therefore that comes and knocks out the bia that you did with the first wife. So with the chareshes. So says the Gemara, so ketzat takanasan, so what do you do over here? So chareshes yotzes beget. Okay, so you had bia with a chareshes, so you have to divorce her. Ketana, taptana shedigdol v'tachlot. And the ketana, the same advice. The ketana, you wait until she becomes older and then she does a chalitza. Says the Gemara as follows. Iyam repish lama chareshes k'nuyi mishayeres, ketana k'nuyi v'ena k'nuyi av rabonani. I understand that if the chareshes is stama deficient kinyan, and the ketana, we have a suffix, we don't know what it is, so this is going like the Rabbanan who says that bia psula does not pater, and therefore you require the get and the chalitza from the ketana. Mishamachi tamtena shetagdil v'tachlos. Therefore, you have to wait and require the chalitza. The dilma kadonu mabal chareshes bereisha, lest you come to be boil the chareshes bereisha, the chareshes first. Vavile bia de ketana bia psula, and then the bia of the ketana is a bia psula. Why? Because there was already a quasi zika that was acted on. Eliyamrit Rav Nechemia, but if you want to say that it's Rav Nechemia who says that a bia psula is poteres, Amre bia psula poteres. He says that a bia psula paters. So why do you need the ketana to do chalitza? So why do you need the ketana to do chalitza? You could do yibum with the ketana too, according to Rav Nechemia. Ela shmamina, rabbanani shmamina. So we see obviously that we're holding like the shita of the chachamim who say that a bia psula is not poteres. So Amre Rav Ashi, mereisha nami shmamina. Rabbanani. I also know that we're dealing with Rabbanan already from the Reisha. Why? Diktani imbala chareshes nosin la get behutra. It says that if you have bia with a chareshes, then you give her a get, and then she becomes mutter l'shuk. Veloktani imbala ktana nosin la get behutra. And it doesn't say that if you that if you have bia with a ktana, then you give her a get and she is mutter. Why? It's because mistama, because we hold like the Rabbanan that bia psula does not pater, and therefore, since the ktana is eligible for chalitza, we're going to require to do chalitza. In other words, we're not going to require the chareshes to do chalitza because we can't. But by the ktana, where we can require to do chalitza, if she is eligible for chalitza, we're going to make her do chalitza. She already had bia, but that's a bia psula, and a bia psula is not poteres. Says the Gemara, imi shema lo area. No, if it was because of this, that wouldn't be a raya. Chareshes deles le takanta de teira ktani takanta di sura. In other words, says the Gemara, we're stuck. We're trying to figure out, our goal here, says the Gemara, is trying to figure out how we can get both of these women to marry regular people. They're now in an untenable position because of the relationship that they both have with the Yavam, and the fact that they are falling from a situation where they're sisters, and one is a ketana, one's a chareshes, and we're just trying to figure out, the Yavam's going to get stuck. The Yavam's not going to be able to do anything with either of them anyway. So we're trying to figure out, how are we going to permit these women to marry regular, normal people from the shuk? And with the chareshes, we're sort of stuck, because we know that there is a zika, there is a deficient zika, because it's a zika in the Rabbanan. We also know that we can't do chalitza with her, because the ketana is ineligible to have chalitza done, the chareshes rather, because she's not eligible for kriya. So therefore, we have no choice but to say, is it great to do bia with her? No, because we have this other woman falling with a zika, and we don't know whether the other woman might be a daraisa wife or not. But we're stuck, so we say, do the bia with her, then give her a get, And with the ketana, you could wait until she gets older, and you could do a chalitza. So the Gemara says, chareshes zeles leitakanta detera ketana leitakanta diisura. Is it the yeshivish thing to do to have bia with her when you know that the co-wife might actually have a zika medaraisa? No, it's not great, but we have no other option. Ketana this leitakanta detera lotani takanta diisura. However, by the ketana, where there is a takanta de teira, where you could just say, wait until she gets older and then do with the chalitza, we are not going to advise that, you do bia with the ketana, even though, theoretically, we could have set up the case to say the same thing. We could have set up the case to say, do bia with the ketana, then give her a get. Why don't you do that? Because that's a bia psula, because there's a sister who also has the zika. Therefore, we're going to advise by the ketana, where she's eligible for chalitza, wait until she gets older, just do the chalitza. It's only when we're really in a bind that we're going to advise the bia, followed by the get. Okay, says the next Mishnah. It gets a little bit easier now. Mishayin asu lishnei yasomos ketanos. If a person is married to two Yisomos who are both Ktanos Umeis, and he dies, Uba Yavam Al Rishon Abachazar Abal Ashnia, and the Yavam has Bia with the first one, and then has Bia with the second one, meaning it was Mekayim Yibam Midrabanan. Why? Why only Midrabanan? Because the woman's a Ktana, so again, she's Mesupak. We don't know what her status is. And the Yavama, who he had Yibam with, is now his wife on a Drabanan level. And if he's Baal Ashnia, when he's Baal Ashnia, it's an Isser Midrabanan. Why? Because there's an Isser Midrabanan to do Yibam with more than one Yavama. So they're both coming to Mikoach Drabanan. They're both Ktanos. You're doing Yibam with one of them. Once you do Yibam with one of them, she's your wife on a Drabanan level. You're not supposed to do Yibam with the other one. So, but he did. But Ubal Ashnia. O Sheba Achelav Ashnia. Or his brother had Yibam with the second sister. La Pasal Esarishona. He did not passel the first one, meaning the Yibam of the first sister is going to be a Yibam Kasher, either because there was a full-fledged Zika, or because, again, remember, they're both Ktanos. By Ktanos, we're Mesupak, whether there's everything or whether there's nothing. So if there was everything with the Ktana, there was a Zika Midaraisa, you did your Yibam. If there was nothing, well then, even though they're sisters, there's no achos ishto, achos kuga, it doesn't matter because there was no relationship. So then she's tamenachris and you're allowed to stay married to her. Says the Gemara v'chein beis charashos, similarly if there were two charashos. In other words, this follows the principle that we've been seeing for the past couple of days. Whenever the status of both of the women is identical, then whatever you do with one is going to potter the other, and therefore whatever you do with a second is not going to have any impact on the first. It's not going to passel the first. Ktana v'chareshes. However, let's say you have a ktana and a chareshes. So b'yavam al ktana v'chazar b'al chareshes. If the yavam first has bia with a ktana, then has yibam on the chareshes. O sheba achal v'chareshes. Or if one of the surviving brothers, one of the other surviving brothers, has yibam, does yibam with a chareshes, pasel as a ktana. Now you're going to pasel the ktana. Why? Because there was a zika mishiyeres with the chareshes. And therefore, because there was this imperfect Zika with the Chareshes, you had no business doing Yibam with the Ktana, because the Ktana's sister, who was a Chareshes, already had a quasi Zika with you. Ba Yavam ala Chareshes, if the Yavam first had Bia with the Chareshes, v'chazor ba la Ktana, and then a Yibam with the Ktana, osha ba achal ava Ktana, pasal la Chareshes, the flip side is that you're pasal the Chareshes. Why? Because it's possible that the Zika of the Ktana is stronger than the Zika of the Chareshes, and therefore you had this preferable Yibam that you could have done, and therefore you have to give a get to both of them, and for good measure, the Ktana is also going to require a Chalitza when she gets older. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather next case, Pikachas v'chareshes. Let's say you have one of the sisters is a Pikachas, one of them is healthy, one of them is unhealthy, one of them is a deaf mute. Bayavam ala Pikachas v'chazor ba'la chareshes. If the Yavam first has Bia with the Pikachas and then has Bia with the Chareshes, O Sheba Achal of a Chareshes, or one of the other surviving brothers has Bia with the Chareshes, Lo Pasol as a Pikachas. He cannot Pasol the Pikachas. Why? Because there was a Vada Yibam that you already did with the Pikachas, and therefore whatever you're going to do with the Chareshes is not going to Pasol. Po Yavam ala Chareshes, V'chazor bala Pikachas. However, if first you have Yibam with the Chareshes, and then only after that you have Yibam with the Pikachas, O Sheba Achal ala Pikachas, or one of the other surviving brothers now as Bia with the Pikachas, Pasol as a Chareshes, then you're going to pasol the Chareshes, because first you did Yibam. In other words, if your first Yibam was a Yibam that was deficient, then the later one, which is a valid, 100% valid Yibam, is going to pasol the first action that you did. If the first action that you did is 100% valid, then the later action that you're going to do, which is deficient, does not have the power to pasol the first action that you did, which was 100% valid. So Gdola v'Ktana, similar case of Gdola and Ktana, Ba'yavam ala Gdola v'Chazor ba'ala Ktana, Ushaba achal ava Ktana, Lo pasol sa Gdola, because the Gdola was a Yibam Vadai, Ba'yavam ala Ktana, which was a Safek, v'Chazor ba'ala Gdola, Ushaba achal ava Gdola, pasol sa Ktana. In that case, you're going to pasol the Ktana because you were standing to do Yibam with somebody who actually has a valid Zika. However, it's going to be usur to remain with a Gdola. Why? Because you already did Yibam with a Ktana, and the Yibam with a Ktana helps Midrabanan, and therefore, from the Ktana you require a get, and from the Gdola you require a get, and also chalitza. Why do you require chalitza? Because it was a bia psula, because you already had bia with the sister who was a ktana, and that was something, and therefore the bia with the gdola is a bia psula. Bia psula in a pateres, as we just saw. Therefore, you're going to require chalitza with the gdola as well. Rav Elazar Omer, Rav Elazar says, again, we saw Rav Elazar in the Mishnah a couple of days ago, Malam de Nektana Shetimoin Bo, that in order for him, in order to permit him to remain married to the Gedola, what we do, even though we already did Kedushin with the Ketana, we train the Ketana to do Mion with him, and therefore, once the Ketana does Mion, once the Ketana does Mion, he could do a valid Yibam, 100% valid Yibam with the Gedola. Now, once he's married to the Gedola, he can then divorce the Gedola, of course, with a get. He will no longer require Chalitza because we already got rid. This is now no longer considered, rather, a Bia Psula, because this Yibam is going to have followed the Mion of the Ketana. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a Bia Psula. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rav Elazar. The halacha is like Rav Elazar, that we're melame the ketana to be memain, to do mion. V'chein amar Rav Elazar. Similarly, Rav Elazar, the Amora says halacha k'Rav Elazar. The halacha is like Rav Elazar, the Tana. B'tzricha, and we need the Mishnah, we need the Gemara to tell us that the halacha is like Rav Elazar in this case. And we need the Mishnah to tell us that the halacha is like Rav Elazar in the Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago, where also he said the same thing, that we're melamden maktana lemoin. So to do mion. So why do we need to say that the halacha is like Rav Elazar in both cases? But tzricha the etmar b'ha kamaisa, because if you would have said it only in the first case, b'ha kamar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Eliezer, over there Shmuel maybe said the halacha is like Rav Elazar mishum d'lo kayim mitzvah yibam, because over there he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yibam at all. Avo b'ha the kayim mitzvah yibam. However, over here we're he was Mekayim b'mitzvah, or he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, because he had Bia with both of them. In other words, one of them is Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam on a Darabana level. The other one is Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam on a Daraisa level. And therefore, why are we going to try to engineer a situation where he could remain married to one of these women? He already fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam. So let's not train the Ketana to do Mion. Rather, let's say he just can't remain married to these women. He has to divorce both of them with a get. Ema tarvayu nafka beget viashmina baha. And if we would have only said that lachazar gavelazar in this case, mishum gedola ramya kamei, that's only because the gedola is falling for him for yibam, and therefore he's able to perform the mitzvah of yibam on a daraisa level. Avali dachlo, but where it's impossible for him to perform the mitzvah of yibam on a daraisa level, maybe we would not train the ketana to do mion. Kamash malan, says the gemara, no. In both cases, wherever Rav Elazar says we are malame the ketana to do mion, that is how we paskin. Let's just try to get through the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, yavam katan shabal yavam ketana. If you have two kids, so you have a Yavam who's a Katan who has Bia with a Yavama that's a Katana, so you got Luzeh Imzeh, they should grow up with one another. Meaning, says Rashi, and if they decide ultimately that they want to get divorced, now this Yibam obviously is a Yibam with Rabbanan only because they're both Ketanim. He's a Ketan, she's a Ketana. So if he wants to divorce her, he's going to have to wait until he grows up, because a get Ketan is ain't a get. But you got those Emzeh, therefore they should grow up with one another. But Yavama Gdola, if the Ketan has Yibam, does Yibam with a Gdola, then Tegadlenu, then she should raise him, and then when he eventually gets older, if he wants to divorce her, he can. Hayavama Shomer B'toch Shloshim Yom, if Yavama says within 30 days, Lo Nevalti, we had never had Bia yet, then Kofen Osha Shiachla, so we force the husband to do Chalitza, because we believe her that she didn't have Bia in the first 30 days. La'achar Shloshim Yom, if, however, it's after 30 days, Mavakshin Emen Shiachla, then we don't force him to do a Chalitza, we only request that he do a Chalitza, because we don't really believe her that he was able to control himself for 30 days and not have Bia. Uvizmachu Moda, if he agrees, if he admits and says, yeah, I never had Bia with her, then afilu l'achar shemasar chodesh kofen al sashi achlas la. And even if it's 12 months, we're going to require him to do a chalitza. Whatever. Well, let's stop here. We're going to have to begin from the beginning of the Mishnah tomorrow. Anyway, hopefully we'll make up some ground. It does get a little bit easier in the coming days. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up. Everybody have a great day.